Hey, it's Rena. I just listened to your feelings. I'm going to pick up off of the first thing that just like stabbed me in the heart, and I love it, which is your alternate ending for Dark Disciple for Ventress, because I too think that Ventress got massively shortchanged by the whole now you're dead thing, and I didn't like it. So I really like your idea where when Quinlan dumps her in the lake, it does its like water of life capabilities and sort of augments the force, like, you know, last few shreds of life that's in her body, and it takes a while. She doesn't, like, just pop back up to the top, like, or anything like that, but it takes a couple minutes after Quinn's left or whatever, and then eventually she does wake back up, and that's what revitalizes her, and it's fantastic, and that's how she misses the end of the war. So I'm a huge fan of Asajj making it through the end of the war and then hooking back up with Ahsoka later on after they're both sort of, I'm not who I was. I'm not the Jedi. I'm not the Sith. I'm something new. And they find their way towards the middle together. So, yes, Asajj being, like, waking up on the shores of the lake on Dathomir and having sort of that stranded feeling, like how Ahsoka is stranded on Mortis without a spaceship after Ezra's involvement, and having to find her way off the planet. But simultaneously, it's the end of the war. Palpatine thinks she's dead, and that the only person who is his successor or potential end of his Sith Lord lineage is Anakin. Because he thinks she's dead. We know Dooku's dead. We know Grievous is dead, even though he's not really a Force user at this point. Maybe Asajj meets up with Maul? I mean, fucking Maul. But they both want the Emperor dead more than they want, maybe not. Because I'm thinking of it in terms of, like, I want Asajj to save the galaxy by accident while trying to, like, pursue spiteful vengeance. And Maul has, like, you know, you took my spot in the Sith hierarchy feelings against, like, the Emperor and against Anakin and also against Obi-Wan. But if we redirect Maul's feelings towards the source of his anger, which is that Palpatine disregarded him and cast him aside even when he'd woken back up again with his spider legs, then we should redirect that anger towards taking down Palpatine. And Asajj wants to kill Dooku, and then she wants to kill all his friends, and then she wants to kill all his descendants as, you know, payback for what he did to her. And all that's left is Palpatine. And he's, you know, the root of her problem at the base of it. He trained Dooku, so obviously she wants to take him out. So basically, I want, like, Asajj on, like, a vengeance mission and running into Ahsoka, who's still not fully aware that Anakin is Vader. Ahsoka's running under the assumption that Anakin killed Vader during the Purge. I mean, Vader killed Anakin during the Purge. Other way around. So, you know, I'm not a Jedi anymore. I guess I can have vengeance. And the two of them being on, like, a revenge road trip. And then they end up on Imperial City / Coruscant. And it's all full of these really hurtful memories. Because the last time the two of them were exactly in this neighborhood together, Ahsoka was basically running for her life from the Jedi Council. And Asajj still hasn't actually been paid for that job. So there's a lot of, like, banter back and forth about, you know, you still owe me. Your sabers aren't worth much on the black market or whatever. And then they have adventures in the Undercity, which is how they get involved with, maybe they pick up some information from one of Ahsoka's rebel contacts, and then Asajj is like, oh, okay, you're all kind of a little too, some of you are a little too hope and justice and restore the goodness in the galaxy, but some of you are just plain angry. Like, she meets a Cassian Andor type who's just plain angry, and that's why he's in the rebellion, right? And these are Asajj's kind of people, because a lot of her is angry at a lot of things. And then there's some sort of like, all right, fine, we have to stop and eat and come up with our cover story and how we're going to get in. And of course, they happen to stop at like the diner because it's not a good road trip without a diner. And it's Dex's diner. And then it's like hurtful for everybody because flashbacks. And I'm not 100% sure if they kill Anakin, Vader, and Palpatine, or if they just take down Palpatine because they can't, like, and then Ahsoka realizes that Anakin is Vader, and then there's some sort of, like, come back to the light moment or not. Because we're moving up the timeline a bit, right? This is pre-A New Hope. This is while the Imperial Senate is still functioning, and Bail Organa, who was previously nominated for chancellorship 15 years ago, no, I'm sorry, like 30 years ago, but whatever, you know, he's still a person that a lot of politicians look up to, and maybe he takes the reins as emperor in order to sort of slowly back the empire back down into a republic again. Basically, I just want Asajj and Ahsoka on a vengeance road trip and slowly falling in love with each other and also learning to deal with their feelings and, like, sort of processing their trauma as they go through everything. I also really like the idea of post-Rebels Ahsoka finding her way through the world between worlds into a place where she shouldn't be. But maybe it's baby Ahsoka's trials where she walks through. Or maybe it's none of our Anakin's family type characters actually really took trials of knighthood, because Obi-Wan got it for killing Maul, and Anakin we never see. And I think he ends up getting it for, like, gallantry on the war front kind of deal. Maybe Ahsoka shows up in the creepy cave on Dagobah? And then she sees Yoda being, like, the least helpful of giving the least helpful advice to Skywalkers with prophetic dreams, part two? And then she steps right back through the portal again? I don't know. I love the idea of Gandalf Ahsoka popping up in places that you wouldn't expect a Gandalf Ahsoka and looking serene and full of, like, knowledge, but then just using her stick to whack people in the shins until they stop being dumbasses. Yeah, just whacking people. She liked hitting people a lot as a child. I don't think it went away as a grown-up. The idea of Anakin and Obi-Wan. All right, so here's the thing. With Anakin and Obi-Wan rescuing Obi-Wan, right? We know they can do the whole, like, exact facial reprogramming kind of thing with nanobots, right? That's what they do with the Racco Hardeen thing. So wouldn't the council, Like, I feel like someone would think that's more likely, this is a very good impersonator rather than this is an alternate reality person. Because we know that there's a couple people, who is it on the council who has, like, a catch or kill on feral Anakin in the Queen's Gambit verse, right? Is it Syndrolig? It's somebody on the council has a catch or kill because feral Anakin got one over on him, and maybe it's Agar Colin? Fuck, I can't remember. So when wake Anakin walks in, I feel like somebody would recognize rather than believe that he's an alternate universe person, they'd think he's an like a bounty hunter or something, like somebody, an infiltrator or a separatist agent. Because we know the council doesn't have any qualms about stooping to do stuff like that. So they would absolutely believe that the separatists would as well. So that might actually lead to more problems, like Anakin also getting arrested. Fuck, now the two Obi-Wans have to mount a return rescue to go get Anakin, because Obi-Wan from Gambitverse wants to leave right away, and Obi-Wan from Wakeverse is like, I'm not going to let you on my ship until we come back with my boyfriend. And then it's like, oh, fine, once more into the breach. And then there's like that, surprise, we have forced telepathy because we're the same person. That would be hilarious. And I'm not really sure what they would do, but it would be fantastic. In conclusion, Queen's Gambit gave me too many feelings, and I'm glad that you have feelings, and I'm throwing more feelings back at you.